The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Thanks for getting up and joining me. Thanks for listening, emailing, interacting, calling, and just basically being a part of the show. We really appreciate it. Now, before we get on to the show, and by the way, today's show is going to be about orthodontics. We have with us in the studio Dr. Mark Pierce, who was nice enough to come back and be on the show a second time. We had him back on the show a while ago, and we just ran out of time to get all of our questions answered. In fact, last show dealt more with orthodontics for children, and we just realized that there wouldn't be time to talk about all of the ins and outs of orthodontics for adults, so we asked him to come back. Let me give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and it is... According to the American Association of Orthodontists, what percent of orthodontic patients are adults age 18 and over? So that's very poignant. What percent of orthodontic patients are adults 18 and over? All right. Your guesses are welcome. You can send them to Dentally Speaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. Or you can call us at 821-1230 and give us your guess. You can also ask questions of Dr. Pierce or myself if you would like. We'll be happy to answer them. And so, today we're going to move forward then with adult orthodontics. And basically it's what's old, what's new. And before we get started, I'm going to reintroduce Dr. Pierce. Some of you remember him from the last show. And for those that weren't listening that day, shame on you. But anyway, for those of you that weren't, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about Dr. Pierce. Dr. Pierce has an undergraduate degree in anthropology. He went to dental school at Ohio State University, received his DDS degree there. He did a residency in the United States Navy, and during that time got his master's in education from Pepperdine University. He did his orthodontic residency at Ohio State University, College of Dentistry, and received his Master's of Science at that time. He was co-director of the OSU undergraduate orthodontic program from 1980 to about 1985 or so. And I say or so because I don't think I know exactly, but anyway. He's currently an associate professor in the Department of Orthodontics at OSU, past president of the Ohio Association of Orthodontists, past president of the Ohio State Orthodontic Alumni Foundation, past treasurer of the Columbus Dental Society. He is in private practice here in Columbus, Ohio, has been since 1981, has a couple offices, one in Upper Arlington, one in Clintonville, and has a wife named Shelley and a daughter, Madeline, who's in sixth grade at Jones Middle School. Dr. Pierce, thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you again.
We were talking a while back about orthodontics, what's old and what's new, and we concentrated on children, and we just didn't have time to talk about the adults, and of course our question of the day today is about adults. And so there's many, many questions that I've received, or are many questions that I've received from people. Some I know the answers to, some I don't, so I'm glad to have you here to answer those for me. And so... what we ended our show about children with was talking about Invisalign, and what we discovered, or I discovered from listening to you talk, is that Invisalign is most often not done in children, maybe four children in an entire year of all of the orthodontic patients you see. So let's talk about Invisalign as an option for an adult. And first of all, I guess, can you explain Invisalign? I know it's a brand name. And it's as opposed to traditional braces. Maybe I should just shut up and let you talk.
All right. Invisalign is a new treatment option, perhaps started 4 or 5 years ago. as opposed to braces, so to speak, as you might envision them. They involve a series of clear liners that look almost like bleaching trays. They're changed every 2 weeks, worn on a full-time basis. Someone might wear them over the course of as little as 6 months or as long as perhaps 24. They're not for everyone. For the most part, they correct mild to perhaps moderate rotations of anterior teeth. They don't improve bite, so to speak, at least as of now, as well as braces do. So again, not for everyone, but they're a nice treatment option for some individuals, for the most part adults.
Are there cases where you would someone would have both? They would have, say, Invisalign first and traditional braces as kind of a refinement phase?
Yes, a lot of our Invisalign patients indeed undergo a short phase of braces, meaning 3 to 6 months when their Invisalign care is complete, simply to detail their occlusions.
So this is a case that maybe you agreed with the patient that Invisalign would be an option for them, and you went ahead and did that treatment, and you warned them in advance that there will be a phase of regular braces with brackets and bands to make it just right.
Yes, and it takes some time to come to that decision. Like all of our new patients, someone first has a series of diagnostic records gathered, meaning models, photographs, diagnostic x-rays. Their treatment plans, so to speak, come back for a treatment conference, and at that conference their options are explained, and one of those options may indeed be Invisalign.
Now, let me ask you this. Has there been a case where someone had Invisalign elsewhere, because it is offered in a lot of offices these days, general dentists also, and the patient wasn't quite happy with the results, and then somebody came to you and said, is there something you can do?
You know, we haven't had occasion for that to happen yet, no.
Okay.
Perhaps it will, but as of yet, no. Most patients have been very happy with their results.
If that were to happen, though, I imagine there'd be an extra charge for, even if it's just a six-month treatment of traditional braces, there'd be some kind of a fee associated with refining an Invisalign case.
If it wasn't a patient of our record, our patients, their fee is all-inclusive, so should they require a brief phase of braces after Invisalign, there's no extra charge.
Okay. All right. Now, for adults, is it harder to move teeth in adults than it is in children?
You know, it isn't harder. That perception was about years ago, but it simply isn't true. Adults oftentimes present malocclusions, bites that are more difficult to treat than children. Hence, their treatment times can on occasion be longer, but their teeth move just as quickly as children or adolescents do.
All right, well, that leads me to my next question. I guess maybe you answered it, but I'll ask it anyway, which is how long are braces normally worn? And I think when we had you on before and we were talking about children, you said anywhere up to maybe 24 months. But so what would the answer be for an adult? Are you saying the same 24 months?
You know, I hate to say it depends, but it indeed depends upon the patient. We've had some adult patients finish in 3 or 4 months with limited tooth movement. Others care who has extended perhaps 24 to 30 months. An average treatment time might be expected to be about 18 months or so for most adults.
Okay, so it sounds like it can actually be longer for an adult, but everyone's different, and so not necessarily.
Yes.
Okay, what about, does age matter? So let's say that I'm 60 and I want my teeth shifted orthodontically. Will I take longer than someone who is 30? Or 20?
Again, not necessarily. Our oldest patient thus far has perhaps been 72 years of age.
Okay.
And she finished very, very well.
Which I think is really cool, by the way. I don't think you're ever too old or too young to like what you see when you look in the mirror. Would you agree with that?
Yes, a smile is very important to everyone, and most of our adult patients fall into one of perhaps three categories. One, they've had braces in the past and teeth have simply shifted without retaining wear over the course of time. Two, they've always had a malocclusion, but parents perhaps couldn't afford to do something to help them when they were adolescents. And three, their teeth have just gradually changed as they've gotten older, and they'd like a nice smile again.
Out of curiosity, the 72-year-old, which one of those was she?
You know, I don't remember.
Don't remember?
I had to suspect the third.
Okay, the third one being?
Teeth gradually moving.
They were straight and they got crooked again?
And she simply wanted a nice smile.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's neat now. I know, and maybe it's changed, which is why the title of this is What's Old, What's New. I know that orthodontics did not used to be a covered expense under insurance plans unless you were under the age of 18, and I'm thinking that it's still pretty much like that, but can you give me kind of a state of the affairs when it comes to dental insurance and orthodontic care?
In terms of insurance, if I had to guess, perhaps 70% of our patients, young or old, have some type of coverage. That coverage is usually 50% of our fee up to a maximum, which is typically in the range of $1,000 to $2,500. Adults tend to have less coverage than children, but many of our adult patients are indeed covered, perhaps as many as half of them.
Because I know when I started in as a dentist, and maybe even as recently as 10 years ago, no one over the age of 18 had orthodontic insurance. Is that correct?
It seems like things have changed recently for our patients' benefit, yes.
Yeah. Now, and I hate to dwell on this, but I always, you know, dental insurance is something that is a little bit of a concern to me. You mentioned the yearly maximum of 1,000, or not yearly, but the maximum for orthodontic care ranges from 1,000 to 2,500. Has that changed since you started as an orthodontist in 1981?
Perhaps a little bit. Every year, benefits are increased, at least mildly, so they're gradually going up. Someone's insurance might be expected to cover perhaps 15 to 30% of their orthodontic fee.
Didn't it cover, back in, say, 1981, what did it cover as a percentage?
Probably much the same. We find that more adults have benefits now that they can take advantage of, though.
Okay, so the maximum coverage for orthodontic care in 1980 was then only, what, $300? Or
perhaps $500 to $1,000.
So it started low and then it's gradually gone up. That's unlike the yearly maximums for regular care, so that's I'm surprised by that. That's good, but I'm actually surprised by that. And caller, I know we have a caller on the line. Please stay on, stay with us. We'll get to you here real soon. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about the insurance and the cost and that sort of thing. So an adult, so if there's an adult out there, they look in the mirror and they don't like what they see, they don't necessarily have to assume they're going to take longer, that it's going to be harder, that it's going to be more expensive. It's just a matter of making that phone call, coming in and saying, I want to do this.
Yes, I'd encourage them to check with their primary care dentist, someone such as yourself, and have a referral. And then be evaluated by an orthodontist and have a better understanding of what their treatment options are.
Okay. But you're never too old to have braces, basically.
No, you aren't.
Yeah, you mentioned something about the Invisalign a bit ago, and I wanted to kind of expand because you said how you wear them all the time. So if I remember right, with Invisalign, you wear them 24 hours a day except when you're chewing.
24 hours a day, save brushing and eating.
Okay, except for eating and except for brushing. So you have to take them out to brush. Yeah, my fault. Okay, and that's quite a commitment. And to have something in your mouth like that, that you can take out, seems like it'd be quite a urge to take it out.
It is a challenge for a lot of patients, even some adults. Most of our patients could probably wear them more enthusiastically.
Okay, that's his way of saying they're not as compliant as he'd like, right?
And if you're listening, you know who I mean.
I bet they do. All right, so then, now, but braces, as we think of braces, was traditionally metal mouth. Metal bands on every tooth, and people didn't want to be known as metal mouth, and so there were some folks that just didn't want them, but... Nowadays, even someone in full braces doesn't look like they're in full braces because of things like plastic brackets, not needing to band every tooth because of the new bonding techniques. And so when we come back, I'd like you to kind of give us an update as to what's been going on in orthodontics so that it is a procedure that more of us would be willing to come in and have done to improve our smiles. And also, I'm sorry, when we come back, we'll get to the caller. Keegan is on line one, and when we come back, Keegan, we'll get to you. So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Talk 1230 WYTS, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Today we have with us in the studio Dr. Mark Pierce, and we're talking about adult orthodontics. We did a show a while ago about children's orthodontics, orthodontic care, And also, before we move on to our discussion and to our caller, let me just remind everyone of our question of the day. The question today is, according to the American Association of Orthodontists, what percent of orthodontic patients are adults age 18 and over? And we had some guesses come in via email. Marilyn has guessed 30%. Tyler sent in a guess of 5%. Adriana, 10%. And none of those are correct, but please keep your guesses coming in. And so we have on the phone with us a caller, Keegan. You're on Talk 1230 WYTS, Dentally Speaking. What's your question?
Hi, I actually called in to thank Dr. Pierce. I knew he was on your show today. I wanted to just thank him for all his help because he gave me some braces, and he has been great. And I actually won a contest on the radio, and Dr. Pierce is the one that just came through, and he's the one that just gave me that wish to have braces. I mean, I'm 21 years old, and I just couldn't stand to even look in the mirror half the time. And then also, you said Dr. Kvitko, he's going to be doing even more work after the braces come off to even help me brighten my smile even more the braces do come off.
Yeah, that's right. I should have known that there couldn't be more than one Keegan that at least I know. And
I know.
So, yeah, Keegan, thanks for calling. Keegan did win a contest, a kind of grant your wish kind of a thing where through a local radio station, and she had teeth that were very, very crooked and not something that I could handle on my own, and so I asked Dr. Pierce if he would be willing to get involved and help Keegan out, and he's currently treating her, and according to Dr. Pierce, everything's moving along pretty well, and you're going to be done, I don't know how soon, but you're going to be done in a little bit, and then of course I'll get you in and we'll take care of any cosmetic concerns that are remaining. But Keegan, being an adult, you said you're 21, let me ask you, what's your guess for a question of the day? Do you have one? What percent of adult patients that have orthodontics are adults? Have you looked around? Kind of like when you drive a Ford Taurus, you see other Ford Tauruses. So you've probably
what
seen...
What were the other guesses?
Oh, okay, she wants a little hint. Okay, well, the other guesses were 30%, 5%, and 10% were the other guesses so far.
Let's do 45.
Okay, we're going to put Keegan down for 45, and we're going to ask Dr. Pierce later in the show, too, what his guess is, but I'll mark down 45 for Keegan. So, all right, well, can you tell, this is great that you called, because, first of all, it was very nice of Dr. Pierce to do this, and how's the experience been? Is it something easy enough to deal with? Is it harder than you thought it would be?
I think it's great. I mean, I've always had the impression that it was so hard to have braces, and it was kind of like the image thing, too, because as being an adult, you always see the kids that have the brace face, quote-unquote. So it was just kind of cool, and, I mean, I have the clear ones on the front, so a lot of people don't even know that I have braces.
That's good to know.
That's cooler because I can get them fixed without having... like the brace face, the metal mouth type thing.
So you just have a metal bracket maybe on the back teeth, maybe a couple on each side in the back where nobody sees?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And chewing's okay?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the first couple of weeks, I mean, that was kind of hard, but that was easy enough to get over.
Getting used to.
Yeah, just having them on there all the time and not used to that much in your mouth usually. All the time.
Yeah, I know that... An orthodontic emergency is essentially a bracket or a wire poking your gum, and they give you wax to put on those, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dr. Pierce, can you tell us, I mean, what kind of things has Keegan needed? What anything special about her case? And I assume it's okay to talk about your case since you called in?
Yeah.
We're not violating HIPAA or anything? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Because he's probably wondering if he's allowed to say.
Morning, Keegan. Dr. Pierce here. How are you?
Morning. Good. How are you?
You're coming in tomorrow.
I am.
I believe you are, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's a reminder. Don't forget your appointment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So your care is going well so far. You've been happy.
Yes, very.
You'll be finished soon? I don't remember.
Perhaps. I think you said August or September, I think.
So sometime soon.
Yeah, sometime this summer.
And your teeth look much, much better from what I remember.
Oh, they do. I still look at the pictures that I took at the
original pictures.
Yeah, I still look at those. Those are crazy.
You'll have before and after pictures after you're finished.
You know what I'm going to ask, Keegan, if you have time? Only if you have time, because I know you live a little bit away. When you're done with Dr. Pierce at your Monday appointment, could you run by our office? I'd like to get a progress photo, because, you know, we have several before pictures, and I think you even came once for a progress photo for us to have, so that we can kind of have like a before, a during, and an after. I think that's great.
Yeah.
So has it affected you in any way, your self-esteem, friends, family?
Actually, the self-esteem thing, it has been great because, I mean, I was at that point where I just didn't want to smile. Like, I would always try to do, like, the closed mouth smile thing. But now I can smile as much as I want, and I don't have to worry about it, really.
And my memory of when we first talked or spoke and met was you were a lot more reserved and quiet back then. I'm seeing it, which is why I asked, because very, very outgoing now compared to when I remember first meeting you. So, and that's what we're talking about, is this is a great thing for people to get, figure out a way to get, if you can, get your teeth straightened, get your smile improved.
Yeah.
And, of course, I can't wait to do whatever, you know, needs done there at the end. I'm not sure what that's going to entail. It could entail some whitening. It could entail veneers. Maybe changing the gum line a little bit, but it's going to be really nice. So, but thank you for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. So thanks very much. And Dr. Pierce is going to see you on Monday, and so will I. So you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230. Before I go to break, though, let me just let everyone know that this show is available by podcast by going to www.talk1230.com. And also, this show will be available about 30 minutes or so after we go off the air. Worst case scenario is check on Monday if it's not up on Sunday, because sometimes that happens. So we'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Today's show topic is orthodontics for adults, what's old, what's new. And we have with us in the studio Dr. Mark Pierce, who's an orthodontist here in town. He has an office in Upper Arlington, an office in Clintonville. Dr. Pierce did the orthodontic care for 3 out of my 4 children. And the only reason he didn't do the 4th one is because they just happened to have straight teeth. Go figure. I mean, that almost never happens these days. But it did, so that's kind of nice. And it was very nice of him to do that. And they all have wonderful smiles. And if you would like to reach Dr. Pierce, I know his phone number is 262-3047. And I think, the website is, can you tell us, Dr. Pierce?
It's markpiercedds.com.
Okay, markpiercedds.com. So, okay, now, that was awful nice of Keegan to call in, and it probably gives you a warm sense of satisfaction when you realize that you're essentially changing lives with what you do.
It does. Keegan's a lovely young lady, and we're very, very glad to be of help.
At some point, I will probably have her before and after photos on my website, and so feel free to check there periodically. Keegan has already given me permission to do that, and when you see the transformation, you'll simply be amazed. It's I actually felt sorry for her when I saw her photos, and that's how she came to us. Is I think it was a family member had submitted her name and picture to be considered for having basically what amounted to a smile makeover, which we quickly realized was basically orthodontic care plus any enhancement that might be at the end of that care. And so to go through life with teeth as crooked and crowded and, I hate to say it, ugly as hers would have been just awful. And, I mean, can you imagine that in your own mouth, Dr. Pierce? I mean, it's unfathomable to me.
It has to be difficult, and it's important that you realized when you saw her that you couldn't tend to all of her needs, and that's important. On occasion, patients need a combination approach. Not any one of us has all the answers, so to speak, so Keegan needed our help, and she'll need yours eventually as well.
Yeah. So if you're out there listening and you have teeth that are crooked, crowded, unsightly, pick up the phone. You probably should start with your primary care dentist. And if you don't already have one, you're welcome to call my office. The number is 262-9588. If you know for sure that your mouth is healthy and you want to go strictly to the orthodontist, then feel free to give Dr. Pierce a call or go to his website, and I'm sure they can arrange for an appointment. All right, now, I have some more questions because I'm just full of questions, aren't I? Okay, now, there is this notion, since we're talking about enhancing a smile and a smile makeover, there's this kind of a new thing that's now called cosmetic appliances or cosmetic treatment versus comprehensive treatment. And I know that when I sit down and evaluate a mouth with models and x-rays, I look at it and I think, you know, if I could just move these couple teeth just this little bit, when I put my veneers on or I put my crowns on, it's going to be that much better. And so, am I right? This is kind of like a, not an up-and-coming thing, but a new thing in orthodontics, which is cosmetic care, correct?
I suppose that's true. You might think of two different types of orthodontic care. What one might be comprehensive, in which someone has upper and lower braces over the course of a year and a half, 2 years, to improve their bite as well as their smile. On occasion, adults tend to have limited tooth movement, meaning moving one tooth or a small group of teeth to enhance their smile or to accommodate restorations that they might need from their primary care dentist.
So, now I know. I mean, I would say that a good, well, again, at least 10 years ago, maybe longer, there was no such thing, maybe even only, I'm thinking this might only be 5 years ago now. There was no such thing. You would go to the orthodontist and they would, tell me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like every orthodontist would want to do comprehensive care in everyone. And now, over the last 5 years, there's been a softening of that approach, saying, okay, I'll move these four teeth so that your cosmetic dentist can do what he needs to do. Is it about 5 years or even less? Is this really, really new stuff?
I suppose a bit. We try to give all of our patients choices. We like to educate them after their records are gathered, to explain treatment options, and then allow them to help decide what's best for themselves.
Okay. So what it does for me as the cosmetic dentist is, there might be an instance where if somebody does not want any orthodontic care, and I tell everybody, braces are the most natural way to go. If you go and have braces, that's the more natural way. If you don't want braces, there are things that I can do. But in some cases, I can't do it unless, if you're not going to have braces, I might have to do, say, an elective root canal on an upper lateral that's really tipped out. And by the time I would shave it down to have a crown or a veneer, I'd be so close to the nerve that it might be a tender tooth, or I might even be into the nerve. So certainly we don't want to do that. So there's the trade-off. You either get braces or you look at some elective procedures. Now, what about finding an orthodontist? I mean, what kind of... I've talked on this show about how people should go about finding a dentist. How would you suggest people go about finding an orthodontist?
They should start with their primary care dentist and seek their referral. And should they have questions after that referral, seek a second opinion or a third until all their questions are answered and they're comfortable and can proceed with care.
So, the kinds of things that they would be looking for would be, does this orthodontist prefer extraction cases over non-extraction? I mean, are there tendencies that orthodontists have that somebody might say, well, I want to go with a real conservative orthodontic approach. I don't need the conservative. I want the fast. There differences in that way?
I suppose there are tendencies, but in essence, we're all trained in much the same way and treat patients in much the same way. And you'd expect to find your treatment options outlined and by any of us consistently.
Okay, so you're basically saying there isn't that much difference. And if you have, if you're the patient and you have a request, you say, you know what, I'd like to get this done as quickly as I can, so don't be afraid to recommend extractions if you think that's going to make it go quicker. A patient could say that to you.
We respect their wants and needs and enjoy addressing their concerns. But extractions probably wouldn't allow something to go quicker. If anything, treatment time would be extended. So again, everyone needs choices, two or three or four, knowing what's best, second best, third or fourth, and then they should decide what's best for them.
Okay. Now I'm going to read some questions that we received. We'll be going to a break in about 30 seconds, but I think we have time for a couple here, maybe one. Here's a question from Ashley. It says, I had braces many years ago, but some of my teeth are still out of place. Would I have to get braces again? Now, I'm not sure what she means by still, because it makes it sound like the orthodontic care she received wasn't completed or didn't give her the straight teeth that she was looking for. And so I'm not sure. I guess you can figure how to answer that. The other is, would she have to get braces again? So what would your answer be to that?
Most patients can't have teeth improved, the volume of them, with simple retainers. So most indeed do have braces again, but oftentimes they're simple, relatively easy to place, and treatment times are short. We perhaps should talk more about cosmetic appliances and what's new after the break here.
Okay. We can do that. In fact, boy, you're right on the money. It's time to go to commercial. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 with Dr. Kvitko. My guest in the studio is Dr. Mark Pierce.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling faces.
Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. And today in the studio with us is Dr. Mark Pierce. He's an orthodontist. He practices here in Columbus, Ohio. And he was nice enough to come back on the show after being our guest a while back, where we concentrated on orthodontic care for kids. And today we're kind of concentrating on adults. And in fact, our question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, is: according to the American Association of Orthodontists, what percent of orthodontic patients are adults age 18 and over? And we've had guesses of 30%, 5%, 10%, 45%. And then over the break, we've had some guesses come in. One from Jolynn of 15%, Brian at 25%, and Kate, 13%. Those are not correct. I'm going to ask Dr. Pierce his guess here in a little bit. And they are just guesses. Okay, so we were talking about options for adults and how we have the choice between complete orthodontic care and then the cosmetic appliances. So you wanted to expand a little bit on the cosmetic appliances. And can you tell me what exactly that entails and you know, what it is we need to know?
Things have changed so much in the past 30 years. In 1975, all patients, teens as well as adults, had a fully banded appliance, meaning silver rings around each tooth. They were difficult to place, difficult to remove. Someone had spacers for a week or two beforehand. And it wasn't a good, clean, cosmetic look. As of 1976, perhaps 1977, bonded appliances came into being, where bands weren't necessary except on very posterior teeth. The past 3 or 4 years, bonded appliances are placed oftentimes along an entire arch with no bands whatsoever being necessary. Beyond that, new appliances are cosmetic in the sense that they're ceramic, either tooth-colored or clear, and it's a wonderful, clean look for our patients. Nothing like things used to be.
Okay. So, basically, people need to realize that it's not metal mouth, it's not anything that's going to disrupt their life. I know I've seen folks on television, even spokesmodels at times, it seems like that you just, if you look real close, it looks like they have some kind of a wire or plastic wire on their teeth, and you can hardly tell. Now, we do have Hollywood, of course, using braces in, I'm trying to remember the one that America Ferrera plays the role of Ugly Betty. Unfortunately, they use the braces to make her ugly, which I'm sure just must eat at orthodontists inside. Am I right?
I suppose it does. But again, things have never been better than today in terms of the way appliances look and ease of placement, ease of removal, and treatment times that are much shorter than they used to be. So it's a great time to improve your smile if you'd like to.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Okay, now I have some questions from some folks here. Let's see. This one says, if you don't wear your retainer for the correct amount of time, will your teeth shift? That's obvious, but go ahead and answer.
I would think they probably would, but again, everyone is different. All of our patients have bonded upper and lower retainers typically, meaning something fixed in place on the lingual surface of their teeth. Beyond that, they may wear something removable at nighttime over the course of at least several years. So retention anymore is thought of as something that's lifetime.
Okay, because you know what? I just realized now, this same person wrote a follow-up question, and I probably should have asked them together, because the follow-up question was, if you do wear your retainer for the correct amount of time, can your teeth still shift?
Yes, and from that standpoint, even those patients that didn't require orthodontic care, that were never treated, have their teeth change over the course of time.
Right. Now, you just said something that I don't think I've ever heard an orthodontist say, and that is retention is a lifetime. When did that come about? Because I've seen so many patients who told me they had braces when they were younger, but you look in their mouth and it looks like they've never been within, 10 miles of an orthodontist, and it's because they said, the orthodontist said, just wear these for a couple of years, then you can throw them away, and you'll be fine.
Things have probably changed over the course of the past 4 or 5 years as we've come to a common understanding as a profession that teeth will always tend to change. So most of our patients are indeed in lifetime retention. That doesn't mean wearing something every evening, but perhaps once a week, once every 2 weeks, maybe once a month.
Okay. And here's another question from a listener. It says, I have a posterior crossbite. How long is the treatment to fix this? So I guess, is it harder to fix posterior crossbites than maybe just crowded teeth?
It depends upon someone's age. If it's a child, the crossbites correct rather quickly over the course of 2 or 3 or 4 months. That's why it's important to evaluate someone when they're 7 or 8 years of age. If it's an adult, crossbites typically can't be corrected without orthodontic surgery to widen their maxilla. Many crossbites don't need correction, however. Someone can function very well with them, so they aren't an urgent concern oftentimes.
And I'm glad you brought that up, the surgical approach or the surgical procedures, because I don't think we've talked about it yet, and we definitely want to cover it, because there are certain cases that cannot be done with orthodontics alone. You mentioned how the general dentist and the orthodontist need to work together. Orthodontists need to work together with oral surgeons in a lot of cases, because you can't just move teeth in a lot of people. You actually have to have their jaws widened, slid forward, slid back, basically repositioned.
Yes, where teeth can be moved to is defined by where their jaws are, and those patients that present moderate to severe jaw discrepancies in any of three planes of space oftentimes require orthodontic surgery. So if their upper jaw is too long, lower is too short, or vice versa, if they have a vertical skeletal discrepancy, oftentimes we need the help of an oral surgeon to address their combined needs.
Okay. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break. We'll give our answer to the question of the day. Dr. Pierce, what is your guess for the question of the day, which is, what percent of orthodontic patients are adults age 18 and over? What's your guess?
In our practice, they're probably 35%, I would guess.
Okay, so we'll put Dr. Pierce down for 35%. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Tell me.
WYTS, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and today we're talking about orthodontics, what's old, what's new, primarily as it relates to adults, because our guest, Dr. Mark Pierce, was with us on a previous show where we kind of keyed into orthodontics for children. And before I go too far and run out of time, I want to give the answer to today's question of the day. Dr. Kvitko's question of the day was, according to the American Association of Orthodontists, what percent of orthodontic patients are adults age 18 and over? The answer to that question, I'm sorry, we had a couple more guesses. We had Wilson in a guess of 7%, and Trish, 35%, which is the same as Dr. Pierce's guess, and Douglas sent in 19%. Well, the answer is 20%, so Douglas was the closest. And in addition to that, of those 20% adults who are in braces, 63% happen to be female. Just thought I'd throw that out. So one-fifth of orthodontic patients out there are adults over the age of 18, and 63% of those are women. Okay, now, we don't have a lot of time, but we definitely have enough time to talk about the orthodontic surgery just a little bit. And I remember that this show is available by podcast at www.talk1230wyts.com. And Dr. Pierce, now, the jaw surgery that we're talking about, that surgery is kind of a major surgery in most cases. It's done in the hospital. The person is wired shut for several weeks, correct?
Typically, they're done in the hospital, yes, on occasion, on an outpatient basis. In essence, someone has braces, so to speak, over the course of perhaps 6 to 12 months. Their surgery is performed, and their braces continue for another perhaps 6 to 9 months. And their treatment planned with all of that in mind, a surgeon and orthodontist working together.
Are these cases, is there such a thing as someone needing this orthognathic surgery who came to an orthodontist at age 7 like they were supposed to, and so even with early monitoring or early exams and follow-up, they still, their growth pattern did not lend itself to regular braces alone?
You know, usually not, but on occasion, those cases that are intercepted early typically don't require orthognathic surgery. Class 3 patients might be one exception. That is those who have mandibular prognathia, lower jaws that are too long. Lower jaw growth is very difficult to control, and that group of patients on occasion needs surgery, even though they had orthodontic care as a teen.
So kind of the answer is, if you don't want to have this major surgery in order to have straight teeth, get your child, or, you know, if you don't want your child to have that, get them to the orthodontist as soon as you can. Age 7 is recommended. But there's still a slim chance that they'll be one of those folks that still needs to have that surgery down the line, but to definitely increase their chances of not needing it.
Yes, and most of the patients that we see that have skeletal concerns have maxillas, upper jaws that are protrusive. Their facial profiles are convex.
Uh-huh.
And they're very amenable toward early care. Those types of patients don't need surgery if they comply in terms of their treatment needs.
Well, Dr. Pierce, I want to thank you again for getting up early and coming on my show. I really appreciate it.